This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody calm down. No. I'm not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. You know, these rumors can just be so vicious. No. I am not being appointed to the Supreme Court. Okay? I am not. Yes, there are rumors that I am going to be. No, listen, wait. Why is that so unbelievable? I don't look like I could be a Supreme Court justice? Come on. No, there are rumors circulating that Donald Trump is going to nominate me to be appointed to the Supreme Court to take over Anthony Kennedy's retirement. No, I'm not that old. You know what? That you're kind of mean. I could be a great Supreme Court justice. First of all, I could totally rock the robe. Okay, you don't look fat in the robe. Right? You can't, because everybody thinks the reason why you're big is the robe is making you look big. That's why everybody loves graduation robes and stuff, because, you know, you don't even have to wear Spanx. You can really look good. So first, I would rock the robe. Second, I think have the best smile in all of the whole, when the Supreme Court justices, they used to not smile. They used to just stand there in the picture. Now, you know, they smile like Elena Kagan has a nice smile. Sotomayor does, you know, Clarence Thomas does. I mean, but my smile, I'd be like, geez, I'd actually do that. I'm the one in pictures when we're about to take a picture, a group photo. I go, everybody say cheese. Like, geez, I hate saying cheese, but I just do that to annoy everybody. So first, I'd be very, very good. Number two, I am excellent at looking at both sides of things. All right, well, you know, supersize does help you get more value, you know, for your money. But on the other hand, supersize could be making us fat. Honestly, if I did have an agenda becoming a Supreme Court justice, it would be to bring back the supersize. I loved the option of paying $1 more to get all this extra free food. It just made my day. And I want to combat depression. And supersizing gives you a little lift. So, for those of you guys knocking me, you know, for not thinking that I am qualified enough to be a Supreme Court, do you have to have a law degree? Okay, maybe you have to be a judge, but why not put a doctor on the panel? Why not? I'm telling you right now, Obamacare would not have been found constitutional if I was on the Supreme Court. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So I really think we need a doctor we need a doctor in the house. I really think so. I think I would be great. Ruth, here's the thing with Ruth. Okay, I know a lot of people don't like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? And the reason why people don't like her is because she's always asleep. Okay, you know, you don't really get to talk to her. My guess is if you did get to talk to her, she's probably a real hoot. Yeah, we might not like the way she votes, right, or rules. That's okay. It's okay. But I think I could crack her or talk her into retiring. I think I could do that. Because that's, okay, what, we need Breyer to retire? Breyer is 79 years old. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the oldest Supreme Court justice now at 85. I'm not saying they're too old to be on the Supreme Court, but, you know, I hate the idea that the country is waiting for somebody to, you know, croak. I just don't like that. That doesn't sit right with me. And so I wouldn't mind Supreme Court justices aging out and having a retirement, like at 80 years old. I think not that 80-year-olds aren't as lucid and competent. It's just, you know, then you don't have a country waiting for somebody to die. Or, you know, people concerned that somebody could pick off a Supreme Court justice. Right now, the Democrats are just losing their mind that Anthony Kennedy has announced his retirement. He's planning to leave July 31st. And he was a center-right. He was a swing vote on a lot of things. A lot of things I agree with. You know, he's pro-gay rights. I agree with that. But there was, you know, some, supportive, rulings with abortion that I'm not the biggest fan of. And he also, I had written an article on this and I already forgot about my article. Yeah, there was something that I didn't like that he did. Hold on a second. I need to look it up. Because honestly, I need to know who I'm, you know, the position. You always research whenever you apply for the position. I'm not really sure how I'll apply for this position. I think I'll just call up, you know, Donald Trump and go, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah. He sided with the liberal justices on banning capital punishment and limiting the powers of the states to enforce tougher immigration laws. That's kind of an issue. So, Trump has had shortlists. I actually had suggested, even before the Neil Gorsuch nomination, that he already has a shortlist in play ready to go. Because, you know, everybody's going to, you know, call him every name in the book, depending on the shortlist. But he does have a current list, issued in November 2017, after Gorsuch's appointment, 25 names. And there are some of them that seem pretty good. I'm hoping my governor, Brian Sandoval, could be on that list. I think he's very, very smart. But I think what they want is somebody very conservative and somebody that has the potential to have a lot of longevity. So one is Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is a federal appellate judge, D.C. Court of Appeals. And he has a high-profile record in Republican legal circles. I don't really know much about him. But he did represent Cuban child Ellen Gonzalez pro bono during the conservative battle to keep him from returning to Cuba. And he was one of George W. Bush's campaign lawyers. So he's on the list. You have Amy Coney Barrett. I could totally see them put another woman. She's only 46 years old. She is relatively new to the bench. So I'm not sure if she would get it, but I could definitely see them looking at a woman. Thomas Hardiman, I think he was suggested last time also, another federal appellate judge. We have Amul Thapar. He is a federal appellate judge. And then Raymond Kethledge. So, there's Joan Larson. I really don't want to think that we're just going to pick a female or just pick somebody based on, you know, on how they would look in terms of checking a box. But Trump's going to be really crucified no matter what he does. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, Call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to give you the latest on the Ebola outbreak in Congo. It looks like it is starting to subside. And definitely people are getting a handle on that one. People with penicillin allergies appear to be more likely the ones to get these deadly superbugs. And it makes sense. You have a penicillin allergy, we jump to these fancier antibiotics. And I'll tell you my theory why so many people have penicillin allergies. Amazon is shaking up the drugstore business with a deal to buy online pharmacy called PillPack. I don't think I've ever heard of PillPack. So that's kind of news to me. I'm going to talk about that. We also have, I forgot to talk about yesterday, the sea lice issue in Florida. That's kind of important. And then we have two little kids in California, both diagnosed with brain tumors. 2 weeks of each other. Concerning. I call that a cluster, even though it's not a whole bunch of people. When you have two people in the same family, You really wonder who they were exposed to. And I'm noticing some issues where people are getting cancer, and they seem to happen in clusters. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me go to some of our emails. RT writes, RT, those are initials, Doc, I'm hating work. I'm not depressed, so don't start doling out Prozac. Okay, I don't write Prozac. He says, it's my inability to be myself. I'm surrounded by libtards, he said, and I fear saying anything remotely how I feel about the state of the country for fear I will lose my job. I'm not going to pretend to be a Democrat, but it's wearing on me. I'm in film production. It's all liberal. So, okay, I know everybody uses these terms. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I do have a lot of friends who are liberals. I have a lot. I appreciate both sides of the political spectrum, but the one thing I will agree with is if you air something conservative in a liberal setting, you really get ostracized. I mean, we've heard cases of Kelsey Grammer and Clint Eastwood and all sorts of, I mean, oh, Clint Eastwood is doing pretty good. But you hear of a lot of people, Jerry Doyle, who had said once they vocalized how they felt about politics and where they were in terms of the political spectrum, there's backlash. And I've been hearing more and more about this, especially in California, where there are a lot of people in Hollywood and the film industry that they will no way say anything. They'll avoid Facebook so they don't accidentally like an article. And, you know, your work will troll your Facebook so they could see who you like. You know, there's an attorney in town, and I guess I had liked his Facebook page. If somebody likes my Facebook page, I'll turn around and like their Facebook page. I don't care. And somebody said, really? You're friends with that person? You like that person? No, I just like the page. It means nothing. But to somebody else, it meant a lot. And so it's a very tricky world we live in. And whether you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, independent, you want to be able to voice your political opinion. You know, this Red Hen restaurant that, you know, kicked Sarah Sanders out, you know, this just goes to show that all the progress we've made in terms of racism and acceptance and allowing people to, you know, be who they are and believe who they are, it doesn't exist. And when people say no, there's still racism, there's still discrimination, there's still, absolutely there is. We haven't, you know, we might look like we've progressed. We might show those snapshot pictures to everybody, but no, it's still out there. And it's at the point where you have people at work for years at a job where they have to feel like they have to desperately hide it. Now, luckily, every place I've worked, it hasn't been an issue. You know, I mean, maybe it isn't. I don't know. Maybe people are talking behind my back. I mean, for me, it's hard for me to lay low. I mean, anybody who listens to my show knows how I feel. But the concept of having to just sit quiet while people are in the lounge or in the, you know, break room or at a meeting talking politics, and you have to just sit there and take it. Now, I have to admit, I've been in meetings and I do like to make jokes. Okay? So, okay. We took a bunch of people at work once to play, to bowl. Did I tell you guys about this? And the one thing I like to do when I bowl with friends or family members is I like to take control of the monitor and the names of the players. I just do. So with my sons, you know, it'll be Dork or it'll be, you know, Nose Picker, whatever. And the reason why I find that so funny is because people walk by and they could see, so the name is technically public. Now, nobody really looks at the names up. Nobody really looks at the monitors to see other people's scores. They don't care. They're looking low, watching the, you know, but you know, to my sons or my husband or my friends. It's pretty funny. So one of my friends that we were playing with, I called him Cream Master. Now, Cream Master is it's a reflex. There's a muscle. And what that does is when you get cold, it brings up the scrotum into the body to warm the body, to warm the scrotum up so it protects the sperm. So it's a muscle, very commonly known. And so I call him Cream Master. So that was his name. And then he changed it, whatever. But there were two liberal people that we were playing with. And again, we're friends. We can make jokes. And so my buddy decides to put on their bowling name for everybody, Trump 2020. And then I'm like, well, then why don't we make the other guy Ivanka, right? Or is it Ivana? Is it Ivana? I always mix up Ivana and Ivanka. Ivana Trump 2024. Now, they didn't know we did this, okay? You see, they don't know that we're just changing the name, because until they look up and look at their score. And so people walking by could see that those players were for Trump and Ivana. Now, for me, I love, that's fine. But, oh, my gosh, because they were liberal, they're like, no, change it, pass, I'll change it. And so, I mean, you know, it... Having fun, that's what I would want. Okay, I mean, I understand some people take politics too seriously, where they will hate you or they'll pray for you to get into a car accident on the way to work. I don't want a world like that. I want a world where we could sit there and have fun and make jokes. And some of you may go, you know, you're right, that's probably the best way to deal with politics, where we have fun, we're all, you know, Americans, that's really what we are at the end of the day. But see, here's the thing, that same sort of, you know, yeah, let's kind of razz each other and have fun with it, is the same thing I had growing up with my Jewish, Italian, Mormon, Catholic friends. And we would razz each other with our ethnicity. You know? And you can't do that anymore. Right? So, like, for example, we'd go to the movies and we'd be trying to figure out how to, like, split the, you know, if we had a 20, figure it out. Well, have Dahlia figure out. She's the Jew. Now, we can't do that anymore. That's not, I was honored by that, you know, even though, yeah, I knew calculus. I couldn't really calculate, you know, movie tickets with my $20 bill. I couldn't have done that. But this, you know, what I want to do today in at work with, you know, politics, you know, we could make a comment about Obamacare, make a comment about Trump. We all giggle and whatever. No, we're going to stay quiet. Everybody's staying quiet because you don't want to insult anybody, and I get that. But what that then does is brood a very secret, quiet, underground, you know, feeling that you have to have when it comes to, you know, who you are and where you stand and, you know, and I don't know what the answer is. Either we open up and we embrace who we are, you know, and we embrace who other people are, or we stay to ourselves and feel isolated and discriminated against. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on the hot seat in a U.S. House hearing concerning how the FBI and the Department of Justice conducted investigations during the 2016 presidential campaign, including the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The GOP chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, referring here to FBI official Peter Strzok being part of that probe of Clinton's emails while sending text messages that were clearly anti-Trump.
These types of comments were originating from people who were the fact finders in the investigation. These profoundly inappropriate comments were coming from the individuals who were making decisions on whether to provide immunity to people who had already lied to investigators.
Rosenstein now pushing back against Republican complaints about document production with regards to the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have quote unquote sea lice. They're not really lice, but multiple beaches along the Gulf of Mexico are reported issues with the swarms of little stinging creatures. And this is prompting major, major concern among beachgoers. They say Pensacola Beach, one of the most affected, posted Wednesday evening that there is a 40% chance of purple flags, again on Thursday, purple flags, because I guess when they bite you, it looks purple. Florida beaches are also at high risk for rip currents throughout the day on Thursday, just for those of you heading to the beach. So these sea lice are little tiny jellyfish larvae. Oh, so cute, little baby jellyfish day. That can cause irritation when they come into contact with skin. The larvae are about a half a millimeter in length, and the swarms can become nearly invincible when submerged in water. That's according to Divers Alert Network. The pest is different from sand fleas, which also could be an issue for beachgoers. They say the sea lice are known to cause what is referred to as sea bather's eruption, or an itchy reaction that can occur when the larvae become trapped within your swimwear. It's not unusual for a swimmer to have 200 or more stings under a bathing suit. And for those of you who wear bathing suits to cover up the genitals, we are talking about a nasty rash in an area that you don't want. So, 200 stings, according to the Florida Department of Health. Florida beaches, specifically WKRG, reported swimmers along 250 miles of coastline had complained of these rashes. Swimmers heading to Florida beaches along the Gulf of Mexico need to be particularly aware, and lifeguards typically mark the coastline with purple flags, and purple flags indicate dangerous marine life. And they say when you see those flags, swimmers should exercise caution when in the water or along the shoreline. Now, other flags, if you guys have been, well, what do all these flags mean? So, purple means you got to be careful of the sea creatures there. Green means low hazard. So, green means, you know, it's okay. Yellow means medium hazard, right? Like green light, red light, yellow light. The red light means high hazard, so no swimming. Double red means the water is closed, hurricane conditions. Now, some of you will see a flag, like a white flag with a red X. That means there's a diver in the water. So if you ever see a boat with a flag like that, and you're like, why isn't the boat moving? What's going on? Well, it means there's a diver down below. Yeah, see, that's why I learned that scuba diving. So Pensacola Beach has been under a green flag overnight, and then there may be a yellow flag possible throughout the day. So what do? Well, they say use tight-fitting swimwear, no problem with me, like a wetsuit. And if you wear that and you make sure water doesn't get in, it'll help develop the rash. See, a dry suit may not offer enough protection. And what's very interesting with some of these wetsuits is you will get a little layer of water in there, and then your body warms up the water. And so you actually stay warm. Your body will warm up the water to 90-some degrees. And so you aren't as cold as being, you know, submerged in water. The larvae can work into their way into loose-fitting bathing suits and remain after the suit dries. So you need to remove your swimwear before showering to avoid expelling any larvae trapped in the fabric. Swimwear should then be washed and then dried under high heat. Now, many of you get out of the beach, you get out of the ocean, and then you go over to those showers that are out there in the middle of whatever. And I see some of you guys. You guys will get naked, right, in the shower. I'm like, okay, you know what? The showers are private. My kids are waiting in line, and you're sitting there. But you know, some people, they don't care. I don't know if we'll ever have beaches where people don't care about their nudity. I kind of like people caring. I just don't, you know, want to have to, you know, expose myself to. I just don't see myself, you know, doing that and not seeing people vomit afterwards and then not feel bad. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stay out of case, but we need to talk about it. Two children, a brother and sister, age 4 and 6, diagnosed with brain tumors 2 weeks of each other. They both have medulloblastomas. Their tumors have been removed. They're getting chemo. They're alive. They're doing well. But both of them had these tumors diagnosed 2 weeks of each other. So, parents are obviously beside themselves. And there's a picture of both kids holding hands. It was 6-year-old Kalia who first began to experience these intense headaches. After they continued for a couple weeks, parents took her to the hospital. They did a scan. And Kalia had this medulloblastoma. Now, a medulloblastoma, as opposed to a glioblastoma, the medulloblastoma starts lower near the base of the skull. Then it could spread to parts of the brain and spinal cord. Then 4-year-old Noah began experiencing symptoms. So they were lucky that their doctor was cool, because some people will say, you know what, younger brother is seeing what's happening to older sister, so they're having sympathy pains. Thank God they ran a scan also. And they found that he also had a mass in the exact same area as his sister. Now, they both live in California. Now, this obviously is mystifying the pediatrician, the oncologist, the neurosurgeon. They have never seen two siblings diagnosed with brain tumors so close together. And same type of brain tumor, same location. So both of them, undergoing the chemo, there's a GoFundMe page set up for the family. Let me actually give you guys the name of that, because this is GoFundMe Fight Like the Averys. Okay? So A-V-E-R-Y-S. So far, they've collected $76,000. And they say, you know, right now, the little boy, he's talking, moving all his parts, etc. And, you know, the little girl's smiling, and, you know, hopefully they can make it. But, you know, I really do believe, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but I really believe that we as Americans are exposed to a lot more than we're being told. And when things happen, they don't make a big deal. Our media is so savvy. Our media, we are so advanced in the field of media. It's phenomenal what we do in the media. Unfortunately, with progress, we many times will take a step back. And the step back is the government or local governments or companies will want to hide stuff more. Our media is so good, and the way we communicate journalism is so damn good, that that story goes viral instantaneously. And so I see many people keeping things under wraps. Until finally, like, an E. coli outbreak comes out, or a, you know, bad email, or a, you know, I mean, it's, once it's not kept quiet, once one person knows, everybody knows. And so, when you see these cancers come in clusters, now somebody could say, well, it was genetic, you know, because both kids got it, but they got it roughly the same time. You know, if, let's say, there's something in someone's genetic tendency to get a tumor. All right, and their tendency to get a tumor when they're 6 years old. Okay, then both of them, when they turn six, may get it. You see? But for both of them to be diagnosed roughly the same time, obviously that means they both had the tumor at the same time. Yes, it could still be genetic, but you also wonder if there's something environmental. So was something the whole family exposed to that the kids, unfortunately, you know, reacted that way. But here's the thing. Arguing against radiation, if somebody is exposed to radiation, everybody will manifest differently. They may get thyroid cancer. They may get skin issues. They may get respiratory issues. They may get a brain tumor. So then now, when you're looking at almost the exact same type of brain tumor, then you start to go back, well, maybe it is genetic. But it just makes you think that we are really surrounded by radiation all the time, and the more we can limit, the better. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. Anywhere between 0.7% to 10% of the population, which is to me a big, huge range, is allergic to penicillin, the antibiotic penicillin, the first antibiotic created. And they're saying that if you do have a penicillin allergy, you are far more likely to get superbugs after being prescribed antibiotics. A study of more than 300,000 people are now raising fears over the number of people that may be actually wrongly diagnosed, maybe they don't actually really have an allergy to penicillin. And if you do have a penicillin allergy, you may have a two-thirds higher risk of getting MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus that could cause bloodstream infections, pneumonia. You could also have a higher risk of getting Clostridium difficile, extreme diarrhea, fever, that C. diff, that big nasty bug in the bowel that we've had to use poop transplants to cure. And experts blame this on people wrongly labeled as allergic to penicillin. So what ends up happening is they're getting less targeted medications from their doctor to treat ailments, and they're getting the fancier medicines like Levaquin or Zithromax or whatever, hence breeding resistance because they didn't need that strong or that broad-spectrum an antibiotic. Broad-spectrum antibiotics are ones that do a machine gun approach to bacteria. We love them when we're sick because we're like, okay, I want to get better fast, but not very good when it comes to trying to minimize the drug resistance and keeping our silo or our coffer of antibiotics potent. Dr. Kimberly Blumenthal from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston led the study, said, we find there are real harms to patients that result from a misdiagnosis of penicillin allergy. This warrants patient awareness about penicillin. Patients with a penicillin allergy label should reevaluate the diagnosis with their doctor and consider whether allergy testing should be pursued. And you can be. You can be tested. So what's going on with this allergy to penicillin? Okay, so I have an allergy to an antibiotic. I've told you guys about it. I'm allergic to sulfa drugs. I never was before. I never had an issue. My mom's allergic to sulfa. So for years, she said, I'm allergic to sulfa, so you will be too. And I'm like, no, Mom, because I've had sulfa antibiotics, I've been fine. What are you talking about? She's like, well, I'm allergic, so you will be. And here I was in my 30s. I had gotten some surgery, and the doctor gave me a sulfa drug, and I reacted like I never thought I would. Urine turned black. I was achy all over. I had these little petechiae bleeding underneath the skin. And I was like, damn. And I told you guys how allergies work. It's not the first time you're exposed. It takes multiple times, and then your body decides with some things versus not to mount this nasty immune response. And I decided one day to just try sulfa again because I really wasn't convinced that all of a sudden I would be that deathly allergic. And so I took a very, very tiny dose, and boy, did the symptoms start right away. So when you develop an allergy, it could be the 200th time you took something, even though all 199 times you were fine. So if somebody says they're allergic to penicillin, they don't want to try it again, I get that. But the one thing that I noticed early on in training is penicillin used to be given in a shot form. In fact, throughout the 90s and the 2000s, people would say, just give me a shot of an antibiotic. Well, yeah, we do have shots like Receptin, but you still have to follow it up with a pill form. Yet in the olden days, you used to get the B penicillin, the benzathine, where you would just get that one shot and then be done. And my guess is we created a whole slew of penicillin allergic patients based on that one big monster of a shot for a variety of reasons. One is it might have been too much of a dose for some people's immune system, so they reacted. Number two is many infections, especially viral, come with a big nasty rash. And so if the medical provider is stupid, okay, I can't think of a better word, and decides to give you an antibiotic for a viral condition, and then you a day or two develop the rash that comes with the viral condition, you may go back and say, no, it was the antibiotic I got 2 days ago. You know, what's interesting, when I had mono, they had told me, watch out for a rash, you had a sore throat, somebody gave you an antibiotic, and you may now get a rash. Because with the mono, you may get a rash if you're given a penicillin antibiotic. Now, I didn't get a rash, but look at how you may come up with a rash after being given an antibiotic, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're allergic to that antibiotic. So if you ever had a rash after an antibiotic, it could have been, yeah, the antibiotic, or it could have just been that was the course of the illness. You get a rash. Zika comes with a rash. Ebola comes with a rash. Parvo. Mono could come with a rash. All these things could come with rashes. Hand, foot, mouth disease. These things can come with rashes. Now, if you tell me you had a rash, I'm not going to worry as much as if you told me you stopped breathing. If you told me that as a kid, you were given an antibiotic and you stopped breathing, and mom had to call 911 or you had to be rushed to the hospital, all right, I don't give a damn. You are never getting anything close to that antibiotic. But if you told me you got a rash, I'm still going to be cautious because your next allergy could even be worse. But maybe that rash had nothing to do with the antibiotic. So what do we do? Well, allergists can test you. Or B, we have a very, very controlled environment where we give you the medication. We give you antihistamines. We have a steroid pack or a steroid shot ready to go. We have you, you know, be ready to go to the hospital if you have to. And we watch you. I told you when I was in training at UCLA, I did an infectious disease month. And there was somebody who had syphilis, who was in the ICU, neurosyphilis, so tertiary. So an end-stage syphilis, more advanced-stage syphilis. And he was allergic to penicillin. But the cure for syphilis was penicillin. So they put him in the ICU. They gave him steroids. They monitored the breathing. And they gave him the penicillin anyway. He lived. So, there are things we could do very cautiously and protectively. But I think a lot of people out there think they're allergic to something. So now another thing that really has my, you know, episiotomy scar burn is many of you will say, I can't take statins. They make me ache. Now, statin medications, like Lipitor, Crestor, Pravacol, Zocor, those I think are imperative to preventing heart disease. They do phenomenal when it comes to decreasing your cholesterol and minimizing your plaque formation. And I would get patients that go, no. My doctor gave me a dose and I got achy from it. So I'm allergic. And I'm like, okay, whoa. True. These medications, since you do make cholesterol in the liver and muscle, can make you achy. I get that. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a true allergy. So I would probably say 90% of them who thought they were allergic, I put them on a very tiny dose, different brand, and they could tolerate. They could tolerate it fine. You know, some cardiologists out there, they're so worried about your heart that they go, oh, I don't even care if you get achy. You're taking the medicine anyway. I don't care if you're achy. That's not going to kill you. Rhabdomyolysis can, and that's a severe body reaction you may get, but getting some aches doesn't scare a lot of cardiologists. For me, I'd rather find a dose or a medication that doesn't bother you as much. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.